I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. 3 years ago, Allegra Stratton set out to talk with Muslim youth. Her goal was to speak to as many as possible about their lives, their religion, and their culture. She spent several months traveling through Beirut, Amman, Cairo, Dubai, and Damascus. What she found surprised her. Her new book is called Muhajja Babes. So explain the title for us, Muhajja Babes. It was lesbian broadcaster Dara in Beirut who actually coined that word.
It's her copyright, really. I should give her some money. I was in a car with her. I was in Beirut, and she taps on the window. And I'd seen all these girls who were veiled but also wearing tight clothes. And I had thought that it was fashion. And she tapped on the window and just said, you should really pay a lot of attention to women like this as you travel, because this is an experiment that we don't know how will turn out. She said, I call them Muhajja Babe. And Muhajja is an Arabic word for one who veils. They were veiled and yet with hipsters, very tight jeans, very tight tops, on some occasions low cut, which is really odd because in the Quran it doesn't say you will cover your hair. It means you will hide your ornamentation. You don't necessarily have to cover your hair. Covering of the hair has become this shorthand for not drawing attention to ornamentation. And so to then draw attention to your eyes with sort of parrot-like eye makeup and tight clothes, etc., then if you add to it smoking and drinking...
Radical stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of heartening because it's teenagers doing what they want. But it also... You know, if I was an Arab sociologist, I'd spend 10 years researching it because I'm interested in what effect it will have.
Presumably there are a lot of Arab sociologists who are looking at this and writing about it.
This is the thing. It's sort of as an outsider, you find things interesting. But there was a bit of kind of, well, teenagers do what they do. And I sort of think it's a bit more. The context is that there was a massive popular wave where actresses were doing it, and they were called veiled again, like born again. They were women who had made their name with luxurious manes and very secular young women. Then they started to veil, and pop stars who, again, would sort of be mainstream pop stars would then start to do Islamic songs without music, because that technically, again, according to some scholars, is forbidden. So there was this move of trendy Islam. Other people have called it air-conditioned Islam because it's the idea that it's kind of middle class, it's away from the mosque, it's away from the kind of classical perception of man with beard lecturing about obscure bits of the Quran, and into your love life and into how you dress and how you carry yourself. And the girls who veiled, I realized as I went around the Middle East, were sort of the kind of foot soldiers of this.
You start your book in Beirut, which is interesting since it's sort of become the music center of the Middle East. How does the showbiz quality of Beirut affect life there if you're a young Arab? And I'm wondering if it's also drawn young Arabs from across the Middle East in the way Hollywood lures young actors and starlets and quite often breaks their dreams.
There were some stories of people driving to get to sort of pop idol auditions and to, you know, make their fame because they felt, wow, for once, this isn't about who I know, this is about how I sing. And that was why, you know, that particularly caused something of a revolution, because, you know, the idea that you could just go up and sing and it wasn't about who your dad was, that was very compelling. But, you know, realistically, is that a dream? You know, is that a realistic hope, employment prospect for the millions of kids that are under the age of 25? No. And that will only come from, you know, an improved economic situation out there. That's one of the things about the demographic idea of a youth bulge. It's not so much that there's an increase in the number of young people, but it's also more educated than the previous generations, and so they have greater expectations than previous generations.
It's been 3 years since you went on this trip and spoke with these people. How did it affect your own perception?
It frustrates me because when you watch TV programs or you see the news, it's like the people I met are off to the side. They aren't in the shot. And I still wish people would go to the Middle East and actually speak to these people. They are forging this new political identity and cultural identity that still, 3 years after my book, I just don't see coming through in the snippets we get.
Why do you think that is? Why are we only seeing...
Because we focus on the politics of Iraq and we don't have time. Our bulletins are too pressed to be able to get in kind of cultural stories. We should get out a bit more.
Allegra Stratton is the author of Muhajja Babes. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
It's my pleasure.